Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody, welcome. We are kicking off our December edition of the Drive More Traffic Challenge. So we are going to be sharing this week four free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, all different new and improved strategies to get you going this December. And then on Friday, I am going to be jumping on here to share with you how to hire, train, and maximize your social media manager. This is going to be amazing. Even if you already have somebody, okay, great. Learn a hiring skill for next time. But how do we maximize him or her, right? If you don't have one, okay, we still have to find out what those systems are because you are the social media manager, right? So these are all things that no matter what stage of business you are in, you are going to need to know them, all right? You are in the right place if you are trying to drive more traffic to your business, your products, your programs, your services. You know you want a bigger social media following, but you're not just looking for numbers. You are looking to scale your business and actually convert, all right? Let me know who is here. Where are you tuning in from today? I want to see who is on, you guys, all right? So first of all, I am just like you. I go into so many different, I guess, seasons of my business looking to get bigger, right? No matter how big you currently are, you want to continue to grow. So don't look at me and think, oh, it must be nice. Because I'm sitting over here looking at somebody bigger than me saying, oh, it must be nice, right? So if you're brand new to me, I know there are lots of new people here this week in the Facebook group. Welcome. My name is Stacey Tuschel. I have been an entrepreneur for the last 17 years. 17 years ago, I started teaching dance classes in my parents' backyard. Today, I now own two performing arts academies here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hopefully, you are somewhere warmer than me. But I still own them. I still run them today. Yes, I'm a business coach that actually has a business. I know that can feel very rare in the online space, but yes, I still own them, still run them, but I work in my home office. So I'm not working behind the desk or in the dance studio. I am literally working right here where I am every single day, Monday through Friday, about 9 to 3, nothing crazy, while I'm running both of my businesses. I have in that business alone about 50 employees. We've been grossing over $1 million a year for several years. In this online business, I've been doing my consulting for about the last 5 years. Foot Traffic podcast is now, I think, 4 years old. We are consistently in the top 50, sometimes even higher. We've been as high as number 6 in all of marketing on iTunes. So that's just a little bit about me. If you're ready to dive in, you guys, I don't want to take too long. Hi, Justine. Hi, Allison. Hi, Virginia. Thanks for jumping on. I'm so glad you're here too. So here is what we are diving into today. And let me tell you, I am giving away a $25 Amazon gift card. So make sure I know who's here, who's watching, keep commenting, and I will announce that at the end. Don't let me forget. We will be on maximum 30 minutes. I want to come here and give you the content in about 10 minutes and then 20 minutes of Q&A and follow-up so that if you have to run, you can at least get in and get out. Yes, I'm so excited for day one too. Okay, so today we're talking about snagging my December referral incentive. First of all, I don't know about you, but no matter how much money I spend on Facebook ads, Instagram ads, all of that good stuff, the number one source of new leads coming in, usually every single month, is referral, word of mouth, okay? I'm telling you, I could spend $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 a month on Facebook and Instagram, and I will still have my number one source of leads being referrals. And why is that? Because we want to hear from somebody else. Where are you going? What are you doing? Etc. Okay. So the thing is, though, it's really hard to get referrals. Okay. That sometimes will naturally happen, but how do we actually put a little bit more control on getting more referrals? Okay. It's not as easy as you think. So the little thing that we do in December, I shouldn't say little because it is one of our biggest conversion events where we can generate more referrals, is this little postcard that I'm going to share with you that I also want to show you how we can do it through email, through text messaging. You can use snail mail. It's up to you, okay? So these little postcards, and I think this is always backwards when I do this, but I want you to see what it looks like. It basically says, share us with a friend, one free month of group dance classes, okay? Hi, Cheryl. Good to see you on here. So it says, enjoy the gift of dance. So what we do is we send these little postcards out and we tell people, give the gift of dance to a friend, right? So there's two parts to this. You cannot just say, tell them about this or give something for free. Because even when there is something for free to give, they need to be incentivized. Now, if you're like, I hate that you're doing something with to incentivize people, you guys, it's almost 2020 and we live in a different world. We live in a world of participation trophies and all of that good stuff where people are now expecting to be compensated for pretty much anything you want. And if you're like, I'm not doing that, I'm holding out, they should tell people about me because I'm just amazing. Good luck with that. Again, we are heading into 2020. Things are changing, all right? So what I want you to understand with this is a two-part thing that I want you to see. I am giving my clients a reason to talk about me, to feel really good at talking about me because they're giving somebody else an entire month of free lessons, okay? Now, what's in it for them, right? What is in it for them is we have a referral policy that we put into place, okay? So this is a permanent referral policy where if you refer somebody, they get a $50 tuition credit and so do the person that referred, okay? So they know that they have a really easy way to share this with a friend and if the friend registers, they're gonna get a $50 tuition credit, okay? Bonus, right? Like that is huge for them and this is why it works so well. So if sometimes if you're like, oh great, I get this, but what am I gonna tell my friend or how am I gonna do this or how do I not make it seem like I'm just trying to get the referral credit, right? This is such a good way to do that. Thank you, Sharon. She said, tell it like it is, Stacey. And I will, because here's the thing, you guys, as much as I want to believe you and believe the things that I know some of you are hoping still exist out there in this world, I want that too, because that makes my job a whole lot easier. But I want to give you the tough love because I want you to see that things are changing. Times are changing. You need to continue to move with the times, right? People are different. We have new generations buying from us. We have to make sure we're staying with that. So just to kind of show you how we're doing this. Now, I know in a minute there's going to be somebody saying, I don't sell dance classes. How could I do this? We are going to get into your specific niches. So hold on, hang tight. Let me know who you are and what you do. And I'll kind of give you a few ideas and examples of how you can do this in your industry. So as an online business coach, could I do something like this? Well, yes, I could. Could I give away a free private coaching call? Yes, I could. Me personally, my schedule is very tight. It would be very difficult for me to be letting my clients blast me out. But could I give something that is maybe a group class? Like, could I allow them to come into Foot Traffic Formula for 2 weeks and experience what's going on in there? Absolutely. Don't just assume this is like a one-to-one thing. I'm actually in that program or that postcard selling group classes only. We offer private instruction. We are not giving away private, okay? So these are things that I want you to be thinking about. Okay, so let's dive in a little bit deeper. I want to hear from you what type of business. Let's think about what we could do. And if you haven't thought about putting a referral program into play, I would highly recommend you do so. Now, one of the things I teach in Foot Traffic Formula is how can we give something to both people? I am not a fan of just the one-off, the one person getting it. I'm a fan of both of them getting it. So what can we do? How can we do this? And then maybe this could be something too where maybe you already have that incentive in place. Maybe it's double referral month. Maybe you are going to give double what you typically give to the person that refers. There are so many ways that you can twist and turn and make this be what you want it to be, all right? Okay, cool. Ooh, I love this. Jessica is a chatbot agency and a Pinterest management services. So hit me with a good example. Okay, so first of all, when you have done for you services, again, if Jessica has quite a few clients that she shares this with, it might start to get really overwhelming and she may not have the time. Now, she said she has an agency, so that means she might have a team. She might be able to offer something so incredible, right? Whether that's a 15-minute Pinterest audit or you know, give a template for a chat box since it might be a little difficult to build out one for everybody. There are definitely things you could do. So what I want to tell you is Go to your dream clients, you guys, right? Go find your dream clients and share that with them. You don't have to have everybody have this incentive. If you want to hand out a few of these and say, hey, listen, I would love to gift you five. If you have five friends that you want to share this with, go for it. This can be done through a text message. This could be done through email. This could be private one-on-one. You could audio voice message somebody in your text, in your Instagram or Facebook, wherever it is. Now understand, when you blast everybody, you guys, okay, they think, oh, this was for everybody. They may not even respond. If I personally reached out to you, Jessica, let's say you've been a client of mine, you're one of my rock star clients, and I said, hey, you have been killing it. I really want to gift this to you. Like, I don't do this for a lot of people, but I really want to gift this to you. If you know, three people that you'd like to share this with, go for it. And just so you know, if any one of them were to sign up with me, I would also be giving you your referral credit as like a typical thing that we always do, right? When I email Jessica or I text her or I send her a DM on Instagram, she realizes it's one-to-one and she will most likely respond to that, okay? You may get a better engagement if you do it one-to-one. That's not saying you cannot do it as a mass send out, okay? If you were to do a mass text messaging, you could even design like a cute little graphic like this where they could take that message and forward it to another friend, right? Sometimes we hit them where they don't even have their friend's communication and contact information, right? So let's say I want to talk to somebody like Tanner's school friends, right? I don't have their mom's email addresses, but I definitely have their text message. Like, I have their phone numbers, right? So I could text, but it'd be very hard for me to send that through an email. So be careful if you're just doing it in an email saying, hey, forward this, right? Do it where they are communicating with their friends. Okay, so I hope, Jessica, that helps you. That would absolutely be a great way to do that. And then think, if that person gets that free audit, you know, I know somebody just messaged me on Instagram. And I get tons, you guys, of people messaging us daily trying to give me stuff or collaborate with me or any of that. So when something actually interests me, I always want to share this with my clients because I want them to see, like, it made me stop. It might make you stop, right? So somebody messaged me and they are a voice coach and she wanted to offer me like a private 15-minute a voice consultation, something to help me when I'm on these Facebook Lives, on podcasts, speaking. I was like, huh. That actually does interest me. Like, I would be like completely fine with seeing if she has some tips for me, right? But what a great way to get in somebody's inbox and actually get them to communicate with you and not feel like that spammy message that everybody sends. Like, oh, hey, I see you. I checked out your profile and blah, 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 right? We immediately like, done, next message, right? How do we actually get in? When you can actually go in and share and give value, people will stop and think twice, okay? All right, love this. How do you build in an automatic tuition credit? I'm not sure if I totally understand, but I'll just kind of say a little bit more and see if this helps. So what we used to do was we have a certain software where we have accounts for all of our clients. So we could go in and throw in a $50 tuition credit, okay? What we've completely changed up recently over the last few months is we don't put the money in their account anymore. What I do is I actually mail them a gift certificate for that amount that they need to redeem, okay? What I like about that version is it actually isn't automated. It takes me another step, but I'm getting a piece of mail in their home, right? Maybe they put that, when you get a gift card, what do you do with it? I just got a gift card like 2 days ago from my realtor and I immediately put it in a certain place to make sure that I see that I have that gift card. So what happens is you don't spend the gift card typically right away, right? But you have that physical evidence that you may go back to time and time again saying, oh, we need to go there. We need to go back there. We need to buy this, right? So we actually love the idea of getting that physical gift card to them in the mail with a nice letter saying what happened and who got the referral and then come in and use it. So that's what we started to do, okay? Okay, love this. Sharon just said, I just thought of several I could use. Yay. $10 coupon to my friend, first time customer, and then my current customer during their first visit. So one free month of membership. I love it. She sells birthday parties. So this is what she's doing this for. I love this. Yes. And you know what? Just keep staying open to other ideas. So you guys, somebody might've just been inspired by Sharon. Keep posting what you could do in this thread so we can go back and start to go, ooh, this could work for me. So the more you can share your ideas here, the more let's use this as inspiration for others to take action on this. And here's what I want to say. Okay, we're about 15 minutes in. So about 15 minutes left. Here's what I want to say, you guys. I really want to challenge you to do something with this December, okay? It is December 9th. You have plenty of time, you guys. This could be a simple email this week. You have time to do something like this before Christmas, right? I want to challenge you. Over the next 4 days, you are going to be hearing specific strategies and tactics. Some of you will be crazy like me and try to implement everything, right? Some of you are going to say, all I needed to hear was this one amazing strategy, and it's going to be like my strategy. Before you commit to your one, I highly recommend listening to all three because you might love today and you might find out Wednesday is like the perfect thing for you and your business, right? So I want you to just be open-minded all 4 days. And then I want you to decide, where are you going to take action? Could you take action today on this December referral? Absolutely, 100%. But don't work so quickly, you're making mistakes, okay? That's my only thing that I want to say. All right. Thank you. She said golden nuggets. I appreciate that. All right. I'm a photographer who offers a membership site to teach other photographers how to run a sustainable and profitable business. Okay, Brooke, so anybody that runs a membership site, you guys, which is a one-to-many model, is actually really easy because you could let somebody come into the group, right? I assume there's a Facebook group or a membership portal of some sort where maybe they get access for 24 hours or 7-day trial or whatever that is, right? So that is another great way to say, hey, membership clients, if you're loving this, I'm going to gift each of you a, you know, referral for one friend to bring them in for a 7-day trial. If they register, you're going to get that. Okay. You can put a limit on it or you don't have to. It's totally up to you. I am loving these, you guys coming in. Okay, perfect. All right. Do you give the $50 credit after the free month and they actually sign up, or when they come in to redeem the free month? Okay. So with this is from Regina, with this specific mailer that I do, it is actually for them to get their first month for free. Now, typically with our referral credit, when we say you each get a free $50 tuition credit, it's after the friend has registered for 2 months, okay? So you can realize people aren't scamming me like they might with this, right? But here is the deal. When somebody comes in for 4 lessons weekly for 30 days, they start to go, I like this. I want more of this. It becomes a weekly habit. So did we have people that jumped in for the free month and never came back? 100% we did. However, we don't just try something, we track it like we do in Foot Traffic Formula. So we tracked our numbers, and the conversion from this specific event was higher than some of the other events that we have done in the past, okay? So even if I have 100 people try this out and 7 sign up, okay, I am still getting visibility. I am still putting out goodwill. I am still reminding people of what we do and who we are. Maybe they're not ready right this second, but they'll be ready in the future, right? But what I am definitely doing is I am converting some of those people. So if I convert, let's say 7 out of 100, and I'm converting at 7%, that's a lot better than some of us do on other promotions, right? So I don't want you just to throw this out there. I want you to throw this out there and track your numbers, okay? So it is a little different. We only do this one time per year with the free month ahead of time, but we're gonna check it out again. We're gonna see what happens in January. And this might be something we do more often because we're getting a lot more people to try us out, and then it's up to us to convert, okay? All right, I love this, you guys. Okay, Bianca says, I have a few referral partners, but not much is coming through them. A dentist who is based in the city, a nail studio based in Fashion District. I've offered those referral partners free sessions. What else would you suggest? Bianca, what do you do? Can I know that? That would be super helpful. Oh, okay, I just see what you do. So I work with high achievers who can't switch off and can't sleep at night, which is leaving them drained. I help them sleep better via deep subconscious work. Okay, so here's the only difference is if you have referral partners, these are more like another word that we sometimes call them is like affiliates, right? So you are talking to bigger companies to shout you out. But here's the problem. When you're talking to bigger companies that will shout you out, you're competing with them. They have to decide, do I have time right now? Like somebody just approached me to be an affiliate for a program they were selling in February. And I had asked myself, what do I have going on in February? No, I have this going on. So I'm going to have to turn them down or say no, right? Versus if I go to a specific client, right? This is not, I know I talk about the Dream 50, which is collaborations with businesses, but this is different. This is me going out to a dream client and basically talking to them to use their network, okay? So you had just described a person who can't switch it on and off. So basically like everybody in this room, right? Do we know people like that too? Of course we do, right? So you wanna talk to the person that is that person who then has friends just like them, right? Because we all have friends just like us, right? Okay. I'm loving these, you guys. All right. Keep the questions coming. I will do the, I'm going to give the giveaway, a $25 Amazon giveaway. I'll be doing that in the next 5 minutes, you guys. Okay. So the strategy here, again, I'm going to remind you, is give the gift of whatever it is you sell, right? So if you are a chiropractor, if you have a coaching business, right? If you are a photographer, what can you give your dream clients the gift of to share with their friends? We are the average of the five people we hang around. If you can find your dream clients, they probably are friends with more dream clients. Make sense? Okay, now the reason they're going to do it is because you're going to give them a referral incentive of some sort, all right? Okay, I hope this helps you guys. All right, my medical spa is called Lipstick Empire, and I'm thinking I should do a cute lip service referral campaign that will tie in so nicely with our branding. Oh yeah, I love this. And who was it? Ashley Lemieux, she has the Shine Project. We did something together and she sent me like a little thing in the mail and she sent me Shine lipstick, right? So it was just like a cute little thank you to send out. So yeah, if there's something like that, you guys, absolutely to be sending out referral gifts and things like that. It doesn't always have to be a financial monetary type thing. Let's say you're a coach or a consultant. I do this a lot with my powerhouse, but I not only gift them more private coaching, I will gift the person they refer private coaching, right? So you can see how it doesn't even have to be money. It could be something that they just value that they want, right? Yes. No worries. Okay. All right. So here's my big question. Who is going to do this? Who is committing to doing this before Christmas? Who is going to send out an email, a text, something or privately message people to a dream client or 2 or 10 or 1,000, right? This could be a mass text still, right? Who is committing to do this? Say, I'm in the chat below. I want to see this, you guys. Yes, perfect. Thank you for reposting that. I just gave away story art boxes if they signed up in January as an incentive. Amazing, Jennifer. Perfect. So yes, ask yourself, what kind of time do I have? Am I personally doing something? Or is it, we're talking about doing something on our Facebook Live. So every Monday in this Facebook group, I am going to be jumping on even after the challenge and doing a weekly show with you guys called Continuing the Conversation from the Foot Traffic Podcast. I'm going to be going live every single Monday at 11:30. And I'm like, I kind of love doing the giveaways. Like I'm really, really excited about that. And as we were on our team call deciding, okay, should we do like our own personalized swag bag that we mail out? And we're like, that sounds like a lot of work. I mean, and we could do it because we have the team, but we could also just send something out through Amazon that might be a little bit easier, like a book bundle or something like that. That's going to save us so much time and people will still enjoy just as much. Like people love the $25 Amazon gift card, right? So we're making sure we're asking ourselves, how can we make this easy on our team, on myself, right? Before we go, oh, let's bring this out. Let's do this. Okay. So the more we can, you know, get that engagement up, get that incentivized for that to happen is going to be so much better for you guys heading into 2020. Okay. All right. Rosemary says, I already have a referral program set up, but I think I'll add a special limited time referral gift to the new client as well to hopefully help this work better. Have a goal to get a certain number of new clients for January. Absolutely. And you guys, you don't have to set a referral incentive, making it be permanent. It can be what Rosemary just said. It could be a limited time offer. It could be like, hey, everybody, this is our December special, right? This is our 7-day, whatever it is. Just put a time limit on it. Now, on this card, it can only be redeemed December 1st through January 15th. Why did we do it? I'll share a little sneaky thing behind here. So when we send these out, we never know how many to buy. And then what happens is because we have an expiration date on them, they sit in our office, right? We're like, great, now we have to throw these away. We just spent all this money. It's a nice glossy card, okay? And with that said, I decided, let's say we're always going to hand these out in December, right? Let's say we say December 1st, knowing that somebody could already have submitted this to their friend, given this away, but we make the expiration be January 15th, okay? So what's nice is I can use these next year. The year is not printed. That's genius, okay? I made that up and I'm going to give myself credit for that because when I told my team, they're like, this is good. And they're like, but what if somebody uses it next year? I'm like, we don't care. This is supposed to be getting new people. And if somebody holds on to this for a year and they bring this back next December, I don't care. Like it's still working, right? So that was a little trick that we did when you're working with printed material. Obviously, in a lot of our online businesses or our social marketing, we don't use printed material. Some of us do, some of us don't. But in case you do have a physical location and you have local clients and you want to try this out, definitely be thinking about that. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, Allison says, this was really helpful. I'm getting a travel blog up, but I can see where I could do a raffle and give away a packing cube or something like that if you refer somebody to my email list. Friend gets free automated packing list. You get the opportunity to win the packing cube. 100%. Now, let's talk about that. You get the opportunity to win the packing cube. This is where, again, we are in the world of instant gratification. And how many of you see something that says chance to win $1,000 and you're like, no thanks. I'm never going to win. I'm not wasting my time. So you say, no thank you, right? I am that girl. I rarely try to win something, okay? Now, some of you do. Some of you are actively talking on Facebook right now trying to win the $25 gift card. Some of you will. Some of you are sitting here, have not said one word. You're like, I don't care about the gift card. I'm probably not going to win, so I'm not going to do it. Am I right? Am I right? I am right. Okay, so when you are trying to incentivize this, I like the opportunity to win as another bonus, okay? So I like the chance for everybody to win if they take action. It will incentivize them more. So for here's another thing, and here's why I'm telling you guys this stuff works. I bought a steamer. The steamer, I get a little thing sent home basically saying, leave me a review on Amazon. I was actually going to show you this tomorrow, but I guaranteed a $15 Amazon gift card. I kept it because it's a guarantee. If it was a chance to win, I would never have kept it, right? I will talk more about reviews tomorrow, all right? So a chance to win could be the bonus, meaning you could say everybody that does this is going to get this, but anybody that participates in our December promotion, we are going to put you in a pool for a chance to win $1,000 or whatever you want to say. But that is a bonus on top of the bonus. Make sense, you guys? Okay, cool. So you're committed today. I saw lots of people say I'm in. I want to hear from you. When you are working through this, come back to this thread under this video and post what you're going to do as your incentive. One, you are giving back to other people who are like, I'm stuck. I sell a product and I don't know what I would do. And I'm a jewelry maker. Like, give people ideas and inspiration so they can take this and run with it. Okay. So post under here. I'm going to be announcing a $25 Amazon gift card winner right here. And I'm also going to be picking somebody on social media, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram, who is re-talking about this, tagging us, saying what they're going to be doing, or just sharing something from today, even screenshotting this video, talking about foot traffic. We're going to pick another winner to win an additional $25 gift card, okay? All right, so make sure to do that. So if you want the $25 Amazon gift card and you're here live, say I'm in, or say me in the chat below. I'm going to pick somebody here in just like 30 seconds. I'll wait for the delay. How do you know who refers who? Well, with something physical, they can actually have their name on it. If it's an email, I will actually say, I'll be like, hey, powerhouse, if you were to refer somebody, actually tell them to email this specific email address and they need to say your name in that first email. If they bring up your name 4 emails in, you're not going to get that credit. Okay. First email, you know, my friend Michelle told me to contact you about powerhouse. They said I would be a good fit. Want to talk more. That is how I do it specifically. Okay. All right, cool. You guys, you have been so amazing today. I am so excited to kick off another amazing challenge with you. Tomorrow, we are talking about the power of reviews, which I'm going to share that little thing that I saved. And somebody said, oh, but I don't have a business that would have reviews. You guys, there's a ton of reviews everywhere. There's Google reviews, Amazon reviews, right? iTunes podcast reviews, Yelp, Facebook reviews. You have a platform where you should be getting reviews. But when you ask me questions like that or say comments like that, I'm like, oh, they don't even know they need reviews. We are going to be talking about reviews tomorrow and what platform you need to be utilizing now before we start heading into even more saturated times. Okay, thank you guys so much. All right, here we go. I'm going to just scroll it and stop. Okay, Regina Horde. You are my $25 Amazon gift card winner. If you didn't win, you still have a chance every single day this week to show back up here live with me at 11:30 Central, or go post on Instagram or Facebook. Tag me a big takeaway from today. Screenshot what you're working on. Maybe do your referral incentive and shout it out and tag me like secretly in it. And I want to see what we come up with today. All right. I will see you guys right back in here 11:30 Central for tomorrow, how to leverage reviews for every type of business. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I so appreciate the feedback. I love all the love that you are giving me. I appreciate it so much. I will see you tomorrow morning. Bye, guys. Hey, just in case you haven't heard yet, I have started a completely brand new Facebook group for the small business owner looking to get more customers. And if that is for you, go to stacytuschel.com/community. We are going to continue the conversation every single week. So when you're listening to this episode, the following Monday, I'm going to be showing up live in the Facebook group. You can go in the events tab to see what time and what's going on and what it's going to be about. And I want to continue the conversation with you. So if you love the podcast, you're going to love the new after show happening in our Facebook community. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/community. I can't wait to see you in this free Facebook group.